I'm Carol Hills. This is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. A Chinese national is in an American jail today. He's being prosecuted on economic espionage charges. This is a big deal. It's the first time a suspected Chinese government spy has been brought to the U.S. to face charges. Yajun Xu is accused of trying to steal technology from GE Aviation through one of their employees. He was caught in a sting operation in Belgium and extradited to the U.S. on Tuesday, according to Justice Department officials. Katie Benner is covering the story for the New York Times. Katie, this is pretty amazing. How did this sting actually go down?
It's unclear whether or not the employee at GE Aviation was working with the government, but it is clear that GE Aviation itself, the subsidiary, was working with the government and was tracking the communications between one of its own employees and this Chinese spy, Mr. Xu. And eventually, Mr. Xu began to ask the employee for more and more information, much of which was proprietary, which the employee himself him or herself recognized. But still, their communications continued, and they eventually agreed to meet while the employee was supposed to be on a business trip in Europe. That allowed the authorities to arrest Mr. Xu while he was not in China, in a country that had an extradition treaty with the United States.
So do we assume the employee was about to go to Belgium and then the authorities came in and said, no, we're actually doing the sting operation? Do we know kind of at the point that the employee was led on that there was going to be a sting operation?
Well, it's unclear whether or not the employee actually went to Belgium, him or herself. We don't know that. And again, we don't know the extent to which the employee was taking part in a sting operation or was just being closely monitored by his or her company. What we do know, though, from our reporters on the ground in Belgium is that Mr. Xu was arrested while he was out just shopping in Belgium. And he claimed that, in fact, he wasn't there to meet anybody but was just on vacation. He remained very quiet. He fought the extradition, which is one of the reasons it took so long to get him from Belgium to the United States. He was arrested on April 1st, April Fool's Day, and he was extradited and arrived in the United States on Tuesday.
Now, this accused spy, Yajun Xu, who is he and what's he supposed to have done?
So Yajun Xu works for China's lead spy agency, you know, their equivalent of the CIA. And he was supposed to be collecting intelligence for the Chinese government. And one of the ways in which he would do that is he would pose as a representative of a science and technology institute, a think tank that would court the employees of defense contractors to come to China to give talks, to give academic talks and reports, and to do some sort of intellectual exchange. And then once the employees were brought to China, they'd be wined and dined, whereas we all know people can maybe be a little bit too forthcoming with information. Their devices could also be compromised. And at the end of the day, he was also looking for employees like this employee at GE Aviation who at least seemed amenable to giving him information that they shouldn't.
And is he a big fish or a little fish in terms of Chinese intelligence?
Well, I think that it's, even though he was a regional director, it is a huge deal that the United States has charged and arrested this man because he's now going to be tried in open court. So what that means is the government is going to have to bring forth all sorts of very compelling evidence that they've gathered that we don't yet know from the indictment that would prove that this man was not only a spy, but was trying to steal business secrets. That could be horribly embarrassing for the Chinese government, and it could reveal sort of the extent of a larger ring or of a larger scheme.
Now, you mentioned that we don't really know much about the GE Aviation employee. Do we know, is there any details about this person?
No.
Wow. Now, in reading the story, I noticed that there's someone described as an unindicted co-conspirator. Is that the GE Aviation employee or another Chinese figure?
That is not the GE Aviation employee. It's another Chinese figure. And one of the questions is whether or not that figure is a cooperating witness in the government's case.
What's going to happen to Yajun Xu now, the alleged Chinese spy?
He'll await trial in U.S. court. And he's in a U.S. court, so he's entitled to representation. And I would assume that he would find a very good attorney.
And what's been China's reaction to this?
So far muted, but that could change.
Now, the extradition of Yajun Xu, it's believed to be a first, but Chinese industrial espionage is nothing new. Why hasn't this kind of arrest and extradition happened before?
Well, we don't have an extradition treaty with China, and technically we can't take their people out of the country. So, you know, in this case, the U.S. government was very lucky to have set up a situation where a Chinese spy was willing to travel to a country with an extradition treaty with the United States. Once we indict Chinese military officials or Chinese government officials, generally it makes public their role in a case, but what it doesn't do is it doesn't allow us to necessarily bring them to open court. It restricts their travel, however, and in some cases it restricts their financial, their ability to move money around.
Katie Benner is with the New York Times. Thanks so much.
Thank you.